The decade that just ended was the hottest in recorded history, according to federal government researchers. Their data show that every decade since the 1960s has been warmer than the one that preceded it. The researchers say there is no doubt carbon emissions from the burning of fossil fuels is to blame for the change in climate. This week, Massachusetts lawmakers and state officials considered several proposals to reduce emissions by putting a price on carbon. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Environmental groups put the word out, and climate activists turned out. It wasn't just standing room only. You couldn't find the place to sit on the floor of the Beacon Hill basement hearing room. They came from around the state, scientists, high school students with the Sunrise Movement, and members of Mothers Out Front, including Connie Dawson, a retired grandmother from East Hampton.
If we don't do something about this climate crisis, our children will have no future. And this is the existential issue of our lives, climate change.
The hearing lasted 6 hours. Dozens of people testified on the pros and cons of a carbon fee to reduce climate-changing emissions when fossil fuels are burned. Bill Mumma is a professor emeritus at Tufts University.
Putting a price on carbon is obviously a good thing to do.
Mumma has conducted climate change research for over 3 decades. He spoke on behalf of the leading carbon-cutting proposal. It's the Baker administration's regional plan known as TCI. The Transportation Climate Initiative would effectively increase the price of gasoline 5 to 17 cents a gallon in 11 New England and Mid-Atlantic states and the District of Columbia.
The basic outline is right. Whether the details are right, we can all debate, but I think it's really on the right track.
The regional initiative is designed to change consumer behavior. Imposing a cost on carbon would discourage the use of fossil fuels. The money raised would be earmarked for clean transportation projects. But Mumma believes the TCI plan needs to be even more aggressive to significantly affect climate change.
The problem is, to some extent, that's kicking the can down the road. And as someone said, we're running out of road. And so I think something a bit bolder would be great.
But the TCI proposal is already facing opposition. As soon as details were announced last month, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu pulled out of the initiative, and governors in other states in the PAC may be wavering. But Massachusetts Secretary of Energy Kathleen Theoharides, who is leading the regional negotiation, says she isn't worried.
I don't think you're seeing broad spread stepping back from TCI. I think you're just seeing governors responsibly considering the programs.
The Baker administration estimates Massachusetts could raise $500 million a year from TCI, and the governor would determine how the money is spent. Sonia Tengblad from East Boston hopes some of the funds will be used to buy air filters for schools near Logan Airport, where vehicle and air traffic emissions have increased dramatically in recent years, and public health studies show the rate of childhood asthma has soared.
I'm here today because we in East Boston, with the air quality problems that we have, feel we are paying for carbon with our health. So we are really interested in a carbon price and to get a community fund out of that to help pay for air quality mitigation.
Proponents of a carbon price say addressing the medical impacts of fossil fuel emissions is as important as dealing with climate change. Christopher Knittle is a professor of applied economics at MIT.
In my study, what I find is in urban areas, the health benefits from putting a price or a tax on gasoline can often be 3 to 4 times larger than the costs associated with that carbon tax in terms of the health benefits.
But the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance testified its studies show otherwise. Paul Craney is the group's spokesperson.
The bill that's being debated today would not cure asthma, would not cure any health concern that people have.
Craney says plans to put a price on carbon could cost households hundreds of dollars a year and cut thousands of jobs in the state.
There's virtually no environmental benefit for Massachusetts. And the reason is actually pretty obvious. You can't keep air in your state.
Massachusetts lawmakers will be considering several carbon pricing proposals. Senator Michael Barrett's would impose the highest cost on carbon, but return all of the money to taxpayers. As chairman of the Joint Telecom, Utility, and Energy Committee, which held this week's hearing, Barrett sees a new urgency on Beacon Hill.
In general, this issue of climate is moving from I'm upset to I'm angry. That's a subtle change which is not lost on politicians.
Barrett believes lawmakers will act soon, at least some lawmakers.
I think you're going to see the Massachusetts State Senate put a price on carbon within the next 30 days. I can't speak for the House, but I think the legislature's coming close to a commitment here.
So what about the House?
That's not my jurisdiction.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo says he doesn't see a whole lot of support for the governor's transportation climate initiative and indicates he might offer a bill that could instead raise the state's gas tax. That would give lawmakers control over how fossil fuel funds are spent, not the governor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.